This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Israel's military says it now has control, in effect, over the southern part of the country and the border. This is day four of the war between Israel and Hamas, which attacked Israel on Saturday. This Tel Aviv resident with what he's seeing in his city in Israel.
Tel Aviv is a bustling city, it's very lively, 24-hour city. And you see that this street, one of the main streets of Tel Aviv, is now empty and deserted. And nearly did.
Israel has promised payback, and Israeli warplanes have been bombing the Gaza Strip, neighborhood by neighborhood, reducing buildings to rubble and sending people running. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Gaza's Jabalia refugee camp was left in ruins after Israeli airstrikes decimated the area on October 9, footage showing locals searching for survivors amongst the rubble of destroyed buildings. Israel says it takes pains to avoid civilian casualties as it targets Hamas militant sites, but its military has also bombed multi-story family homes in crowded residential neighborhoods. Palestinians say there's no real escaping Gaza, which has been under a suffocating 16-year blockade imposed by Israel and Egypt. When war breaks out, even UN facilities that are supposed to be safe zones risk becoming engulfed in the fighting. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Donald Trump's civil fraud trial in New York is resuming this morning, and his longtime finance chief, Alan Weisselberg, is testifying today. California Governor Gavin Newsom has just signed into law legislation that may allow more people with untreated mental illness and addiction issues to be detained against their will and forced into treatment. Auto workers have launched strikes at three GM facilities in Canada. Gas is a cheaper $3.68 a gallon this morning. This is AP News. Sam Bankman-Fried's trial continues today.
The fraud trial of fallen cryptocurrency mogul Sam Bankman-Fried continues today, with the possibility of his ex-girlfriend, who was also an executive in his inner circle, testifying. Prosecutors say FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried stole billions from customers to fund a lavish lifestyle and make campaign donations. The former CEO of FTX's sister firm, Alameda Research, Caroline Ellison, who was also SBF's girlfriend, is expected to take the stand today after Gary Wang, who was CTO of FTX, finishes testifying. He said Bankman-Fried authorized the illegal use of customers' funds to plug financial gaps at Alameda. Wang and Ellison took a plea deal that offered leniency. The 31-year-old Bankman-Fried pled not guilty and blames others for bad business decisions. Julie Walker, New York.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.